So, Haribol, I want to congratulate you. This is your second full day of the Govardhan retreat. And judging from the enthusiastic sound vibration which emanates from your sacred mouths, you begin to absorb the atmosphere. Actually, all of Krishna consciousness, in a way, is about absorbing the spiritual atmosphere. And Rupa Goswami gives a very nice example. He says, sulfur and mercury usually don't mix. So in the same way, our material mind and spiritual subjects don't really mix. Have you ever tried with your material mind to think for a long time on Krishna or remain concentrated on the holy name? It really doesn't mix so well. Huh? The mind and Krishna consciousness don't mix very well. But, Rupa Goswami says, when you take a pestle and you grind that mercury into the sulfur, after some time, by the grinding movement, the repeated movement of the pestle, that which was previously not able to mix, now not only mixes, but binds. Mercury binds onto the sulfur and it becomes a new substance. So when we go on retreat, we really make this repeated movement with the pestle. We bring repeatedly the spiritual subject matter, the holy name, Krishna Katha, and we conveniently grind it. And do you know what is that grinding movement which makes Krishna consciousness bind with the mind? Govardhan retreat. Well, it is said to chant the holy name in a humble state of mind. That brings the two together, the name and the mind, or Krishna and our consciousness. So this is what we try to do here. We are using the pestle, we are moving on, we are rolling the wheels, and we do hope that at the end of the retreat, everyone is really getting the treasure of full absorption, where Krishna and the consciousness bind and it becomes Krishna consciousness. Good. So this was your second full day. Are really, I was talking today with Bhujan Prabhu. We feel unlimitedly enlivened by your very nice association. Please keep on pacing yourself nicely. Take sufficient rest, sufficient prasadam, sufficient hot bath if you are a little close to the Vrindavan cold. This December or November, December, even the monkeys sometimes get a cough. What to speak of not so resistant human organisms. Kindly pace yourself. But I think tomorrow you will have your breakthrough day, because usually on the third day, first day is the acclimatization day. The second day in a retreat usually is the adoption day, where you adopt your system to this. And then the third day you feel at home. You feel it's natural. It's a new habit to be on the retreat. You are no longer surprised when you wake up in the morning that you are on Govardhan retreat. It has become an accepted fact with which you live conveniently. Good. I think if Prashanta Mataji is here, Would you like to give an orientation or everything is more or less clear? Now we drink tea and eat puffed rice. and then tomorrow at 7 o'clock the morning program starts. So I wish you a very nice good night and a good third day tomorrow. And I have to shout. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Haribo. Good night.